Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Still here with me are Fianna Fáil Minister of State Timmy Dooley from our Limerick studio, Louise O'Reilly from Sinn Féin, and Paul Murphy of People Before Profit. Now, you may have seen footage of events that unfolded in the very early hours of last Monday when Gardaí forcibly removed a number of protesters from outside Leinster House. The protesters were from a group called Mothers Against Genocide, protesting against the war in Gaza and Israel's actions there. Also, what they say is the Irish government's role in that. A total of 14 arrests were made. 11 of those received an adult caution. 3 men have been charged in connection with the events, and the manner of their arrests and detention was raised in the Dáil on Tuesday under Dáil privilege. This is what was said by People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett.
The group Mothers Against Genocide, on a Mother's Day protest to show solidarity with women and children in Palestine, in Lebanon and so on, who've been slaughtered over the last 18 months, and have a peaceful sit-down protest, and then are arrested very, very violently in some cases, including Palestinian and Lebanese people who have actually suffered the horrors of the last 18 months, and some then are strip searched. To read you one description, I was stripped completely naked and was asked to remove my underwear. When I questioned the necessity of this, I was told I would be forced violently if I didn't comply, and that they didn't want any trouble.
And that was Richard Boyd Barrett. But others in the Dáil also raised the issue. Ruth Coppinger, also from People Before Profit Solidarity. Here she is.
The Gardaí arrived at 5:30 when the gate, nobody needed to use Leinster House, by the way, at that time. They took away the pictures. They kicked, in one case, the pillow babies, which people found very offensive and insensitive. And then they proceeded to arrest the women who were having a peaceful sit-down, 8 women. You've heard from other TDs that some of those women were strip-searched and one was subjected to a cavity search. These are deemed sexual violence actions by Amnesty International. Taoiseach, why did that happen?
And that was Ruth Coppinger speaking as part of that wider Dáil debate. The reference there to pillow babies, these are replica babies that have been used in protests. And Sinn Féin's Rose Conway Walsh also contributed to the debate. Here she is.
Taoiseach, I'm really deeply concerned about what's happened with Mothers Against Genocide as well, protesting peacefully on Mother's Day. And I want to give you the time to answer why the escalation of this peaceful protest took place. They have been very, very powerful advocates on behalf of women and children who are being slaughtered in Palestine.
And later in that Dáil debate, Taoiseach Micheál Martin addressed what unfolded in that protest as he understood it.
In terms of Mothers Against Genocide protest, there's absolutely no issue with protest. None whatsoever. My understanding is, and I'm informed of following engagement with a number of protesters who were blocking the entrance to Dáil Éireann. I think we all saw that. Why does that have to happen? You can protest on the left-hand side, you can protest on the right-hand side, you can protest across the road. You don't have to protest at all, because we had a previous protest in the previous time, a year or two ago, which were quite violent. I'm not saying Mothers Against Genocide were being that, they're not. But everybody in this house railed against the Gardaí for not having operational procedures to keep access and egress from Leinster House available. Through the chair, I haven't interrupted. I just want to make a bit. But you don't have to block the gates of Leinster House. Fine. No, what happened then was the Gardaí gave a direction under the Public Order Act. Okay? That's what the Gardaí formally did. No physical engagement, just gave a direction. These individuals, it says, were given a period of time to adhere. They were given time to adhere to the direction. The direction was not complied with, and a number of people were arrested then for offences contrary to the Criminal Justice Public Order Act. 11 people were arrested under Section 8 of the Public Order Act, and all 11 have received adult cautions. And additionally, 3 people were also arrested for alleged offences under Section 6, threatening, abusive or insulting behaviour in a public place, 9 willful obstruction, and 19 assault of obstruction of peace officer. Now, I will follow up with the Minister of Justice in terms of the assertions and the allegations that have been made today in the House. I don't have any background to that, but I will follow it up because I would not understand the necessity for any strip searching or whatever.
All right. And subsequent to, obviously, the statement that had been given to the Taoiseach for the purposes of answering that question from the Gardaí, the Gardaí issued a statement on Friday saying preliminary inquiries conducted by local Garda management have found that any searches conducted were in line with the treatment of persons in custody and Garda Síochána Stations Regulations Act. And on Garda Síochána refutes any allegation that a cavity search took place. Now, Paul Murphy, we heard the accusations made under the Dáil there, under Dáil privilege. You've heard what the Gardaí have to say in their various statements about the conduct of searches and the treatment of the protesters. What do you want to see happen now, and what answers specifically would you like to get?
Yeah, I mean, since Israel broke the ceasefire on the 18th of March, 100 Palestinian children have been killed or injured every single day. We know that in the last week, at least a ton of munitions on the way to Israel to be used in this genocide went through Irish airspace space carried by Lufthansa. That is a thing that has been happening again and again and again. The Irish government has done nothing about it. People who are protesting about this genocide and the Irish government's increasing complicity in it are, it seems, being subjected to an increasing degree of repression. So we had what happened to the Mothers Against Genocide on Monday. There is no denial, by the way, in the Garda statement of the strip searching, which is incredibly exceptional to have strip searching. You need objective justification for that. Right. You had an arrest of a protester, like a Palestinian protester in DCU on Thursday. Last night, you had the pepper spraying and arrest of protesters outside the NATO headquarters in the Belgian embassy in Ireland.
Sure.
So it seems that you've a crackdown by the state, and so I think what we need to hear is from the Minister for Justice to outline, is this going to be the new approach of following what is happening in America, in Germany, where Irish citizens are facing deportation without any charge, without any conviction, being deported from Germany simply for protesting in support of Palestine?
There's a number of issues there, and you know, the information that you're alleging about the Lufthansa flight and what it was carrying and everything else, we don't have, you know, haven't seen the proof of that.
Sure, people can read it on the ditch.
For sure, but I'm, you know, as I say, I don't have it to hand as we speak, and we're not as a programme standing over that particular issue. But Timmy Dooley, on the protests and the treatment of the protesters, that were arrested and subsequently detained by the Gardaí. The Gardaí have one version of what's happened. The protesters, obviously, as articulated through Dáil representatives, have another version. How would you like to see this gotten to the bottom of?
Well, I think in the first instance, if the Gardaí give us information, we must accept it from a political perspective. And the Minister for Justice, as I understand, has been provided with information which is in line with what the Taoiseach said in the Dáil during the week. They refute categorically that there were no searches of the manner that were described in the Dáil. I mean, it's a serious enough issue when somebody comes into the Dáil and puts information on the public record. It does have impact. But I think there's an encumbrance on all of us that when we make statements in the Dáil, that we at least have some backup evidence
The strip searches aren't denied to me.
Well, in the way that they were characterised, my understanding is that they have been.
Just the cavity search.
The Gardaí deny the cavity searches. They say that the treatment of persons in custody in Garda Síochána Regulations 1987, they include strip searches, so that they're not contesting that. Although, you know, public representatives have raised questions in the past about the conduct of Gardaí, which have subsequently turned out to, you know, result in tribunals that have got to matters of serious public interest.
Absolutely, so, I suppose the next point that I was about to make was that there is a process. There's an independent process which was previously GSOC, which is now FISRU, which is the agency charged with ensuring that the conduct of the Gardaí is measured and monitored, and somebody has an individual who feels impacted negatively by what they believe to be a member of the force acting in a manner other than they're supposed to, they can make a complaint. As of now, my understanding is, and I'm open to correction on this, certainly as of yesterday, no person has made a complaint to FISRU in relation to the actions that were taken last week.
And as we understand it, those arrested are seeking legal advice. So that remains to be seen. Louise O'Reilly, how would you like to see the questions answered, and what questions do you have?
Well, I'd like to hear the Taoiseach explain to us the comparison that he was attempting to make between a gang of far-right thugs that wheeled a gallows and a noose up to the front of the Dáil, and a small group of middle-aged women who are outraged by the murder of innocent children and who were there on Mother's Day. They were there on Mother's Day to highlight the thousands of women, mothers and children that are being murdered in Gaza by Israel. Their protest was peaceful. The response of An Garda Síochána, from everything that I have seen, was unnecessarily heavy-handed. The Taoiseach, in his response, said the Gardaí gave a direction. Now, someone in the Gardaí gave a direction for that type of policing to be deployed. I'd like to hear from that person as to what justification they think they had for the manner in which they dealt with.
The Garda statement says,
for the manner in which they dealt with a small group of middle-aged women posing no threat at all to anybody.
I know, but you were wondering where it came from. The Garda statement says, Garda gave the individuals a direction under the Public Order Act and were given a period of time to adhere to this direction. The direction given by Garda was not complied with, and a number of individuals were subsequently arrested for offences contrary to the Criminal Justice Public Order Act 1994 and conveyed to Garda stations.
Okay, so, all right, Colin, can I be very clear with you? The Gardaí don't deploy themselves to a situation. They don't wake up in the morning and think, I'll rock up at the Dáil. They are sent. They were sent in numbers to deal with a small group of peaceful middle-aged women who were protesting against the slaughter in Gaza. I want to know who it was that authorised the manner in which the Gardaí behaved.
I want also,
wait there, Timmy. I want also to hear from government, if they would, they appear to be drawn the line at a cavity search, but a strip search is all right.
I just want to clarify with Timmy Dooley. You said that it was at the direction of the Garda Commissioner. Is
the
that
Garda
right?
Commissioner is responsible for the policing of the state, and his officers and his agents do that. There's a sort of an inference in what Louise is suggesting there, that this was somehow
I do need to clarify there. Are you saying in general that all operational Garda matters, the book stops with the Garda Commissioner?
Of course.
Or in this specific operational matter, the Garda Commissioner gave a direction?
In a general way, in all operational matters, the Garda Commissioner is responsible for that. The point I was countering was a suggestion by Louise, or an inference by Louise, that this was a response to some political request.
There was no such inference made by me, Timmy, so you can calm yourself on that. But what I will ask you, though, Timmy, is do you think that middle-aged women who are peacefully protesting against a genocide should be taken away in that manner? You saw the videos the same as I did. I'm sure you were shocked the same as I was shocked. I'm sure you want answers the same as I want answers.
I think everybody has a right to protest. Everybody has a right to peaceful protest. But Louise, you and I are well aware that some people, and I'm not suggesting this particular one,
but we're talking about this particular one.
Yeah, this particular one, my understanding is that the Gardaí made it very clear. They issued directions under the Public Orders Act, and there is a requirement when such a direction is issued that you respect.
So no further questions on your part, Timmy Dooley.
Well, I think until somebody comes forward with a counterclaim, somebody uses the Ombudsman's Office, the new agency that has been established to replace GSOC, FISRU, until such time as complaints come through there, that's the appropriate manner for those who that they haven't been treated appropriately by the guards.
Government needs to make a statement here. Does the Minister for Justice agree with the strip searching of protesters as a result of when there is no objective basis to it, when Amnesty International says it is sexual violence?
Okay,
I have been arrested many, many times. I have never been strip searched. It is extremely exceptional.
You know what the Garda position is, according to the statement, that they complied with the regulations and the treatment of persons in custody. So
I think it's very clear that if somebody was in a position to make such a statement to a member of the Oireachtas, they will have no problem making a similar statement
She's made the statement publicly. I've made the statement on RTE. We're not hiding behind Dáil privilege, to be clear. We've set it out publicly. She is traumatised as a result of what she was put through by this state, and the Minister for Justice needs to make a statement about it.
What she says, in fairness, put through, it's still in the realms of allegation at this point. Okay, back after this, we'll be hoping to get some clarity on whether or not the government is or isn't to appoint a so-called housing czar, following some very mixed messages on that front yesterday. Back in a minute.
Saturday with Conamo Mungon on RTE Radio 1.